By the way, just the connection with Reach and Tefillah. So I was saying it over to someone. So they said, what are you saying? Mordechai. So we're saying to say Shabbat and Mordechai, that he was such a head of Korach of Tefillah. But now you're saying basically that the Korach of Tefillah is Reach only, and the Korach of Torah is town, is higher level. So like, what's the Shevach to Mordechai?
It's a lower,
So Teres is in Echadami. It is lower. He excelled in Tefillah, but that doesn't mean that he hit the highest level of Torah. He didn't.
And
Now,
different situations warrant different things. Doesn't mean that Rosh Hashanah should be learning all day, right? It's not a steer.
so different situations warrant different things. However, I will tell you over, and it says in the Sefer Beis David. Beis David is a Talmud from Chaim Vlozner, who's Talmud of the Gaon. Says unbelievable shtickle. You heard me say it
No,
before?
no,
This is not
no.
shy
Not
to
yet.
take a piece. He says over there, he says that we all know that the Nes of Purim was a Nes Nistar, was a hidden miracle. He says, why was it a hidden miracle? Because the spiritual energy which was powering the miracle was Tefillah. So Tefillah produces that type of Nes. Says, but if the spiritual energy which would have produced the miracle would have been Torah, it would have been a Nes Nigla. That's what he says. That means that Yitzhak is saying like that. That it wasn't the same level. It was
No.
a connection through Tefillah, which was excelled in Tefillah, every amazing generation. They were Nitzel and whatever. And but it was an experience. It was that type of level.
Yeah, but not to disagree, but Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin. He had that kayak, but he was using the kayak too.
Well, fine. I'm not saying that
Yeah.
he. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what the way he energized the Nes was through Tefillah, not through Torah. He got everyone like, let's just call Yudim and say, let's go make a 3-day Ritzifa Seder. I don't know what he would have done. I'm not sure.
I never read like what.
I'm not sure that you should have done that, but that's what he says. Okay. Anyway, okay, Mishnah, Pasuk Dalet. Now this is a
They had the
lot.
Aruch Chaim like that by these famous Shtickl and Price Pashal, Kiryas Yamsov, next Binyan.
That's by Shane.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a hard pasuk. Mashchin yacharecha narutza.
So.
Right? Pull me after you, and we will run. Hevyani amelach chadarov. Bring me into your room. Nagilav, we will be happy with you. Nizkir the remember the love of you, miyain, more than yain. Meisharim, and then meisharim, the straight ones, will have ahav towards you. So we just got finished saying in Pasuk Aleph and Beis that we have a relationship with Hashem through Neshikas Piyu, but the goyim have a chibur to Hashem through Reach. But there will come a time, says the pasuk, that if you the goyim is medayik, that the pasuk starts mashcheini acharecha, which is in Lashon Yachid, and then it says narutza in Lashon Rabim, heviyani hamelach hadarav, which is Lashon Yachid, nagila v'nismach habach Lashon Rabim. So who is it talking about? So the goyim says, I guess, that the method. So now there's a koyach of Klal Yisrael, there's the koyach of Umas Ha'olam. So what does Hashem focus on? So the pasuk saying, Mashchini acharecha, Hashem, if you pull me towards you, then narutza, even the alamos, even the goyim will follow. Moshe, if the melech calls the malka, then all of the servants of the malka come along also. Even though they didn't get called by the Melech, but it doesn't matter because they come from the Malka. So if you're Moshech me, if you're Moshech in Lashon Yachid, then all the Umas Ha'olam will come. That's what he says here. V'amashal muvan shekol shekein etzel Yisrael ne'em al-Asid Lava v'achezikwa al-Nashim l'chanaf ish Yehudi. So it's going to Asid Lava. L'chein, hiskel kam v'lashon Yachid, v'siyem v'lashon Rabbim. Umashi is Hila Yani, Messiah on a Gilvanism Habach. Right? So he says, what's the point? The point is that you bring me into the cheder, to the king's melech, to the king's palace. We won't get distracted by the king. We're still going to only want the relationship we have with you. So, the order of the Psukim, the first four Psukim goes like this. Yeshakeini, the first Pasuk was Neged Matan Torah. Shehayah Bo'isan Shoyisan Hashikris. L'Reach Shvonecha Toivim U'Binyin Beis HaMikdash. At the time of the Binyin Beis HaMikdash, there was Reach was going to the whole world, right? At the time of Shlomo HaMelech and the heyday of the Beis HaMikdash, all the Umas Olam came. And all the Umas Olam wanted to be part of it, right? Then Mashcheni lasid lavoi. We will remember now the relationship we have with you, like the yain that we had, like the doiden that we had. Shenazkir oz oisei ahava. We are going to remember the lasid lavoi, the ahava that we had at Matan Torah. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Like it says, ayin ba'ayin yiru Hashem. What's he showing from that pasuk? I guess he's showing that it's ayin ba'ayin. In other words, we're going to use the same ayin that we had at Matan Torah, that we were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. We're going to be able to do that now. K'mo yishar ha'kodim, sh'amarnu daber ata imanu v'nishma'a. That we were able to communicate to Hashem directly, so we're going to do that loss of lavois. V'negid ha'alomois amra for the goyim meisharim ayivucha. Okay, those are the goyim. Now, why are the goyim before called alomois and now they're called meisharim? Because there's the two levels of goyim. There's goyim that are not good and there's goyim that are good. So the goyim that are going to come with us, lasid lavoi, are the meisharim, are the straight ones. Okay? So that's the first pshat of the goyim in this pasuk. Not that complicated. So according to the Gra, it's the cat, it's the end of it's a whole nother tekufa, basically. Right? It's a whole nother tekufa. It's the next tekufa. That what happens? What happens is that first there was Matan Torah, that was a core of what we had with Hashem. Then there's some mikdash that affected even the goyim, and then there's going to be lasid lavoi is going to go back to that dargah. Okay. Dover acher, next pshat. Mashcheni pirsh, mashcheni hi be'ez lechtam ba'midbar. Kosh kasuv lechtich acher ba'midbar. It's going back to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to this pshat, Mashcheni acharecha is not talking anymore about lasid lavoi. It doesn't sound so much that it's a build-up from Pasuk Aleph. Sounds like a new thing. And it's saying, pull me behind you, lechtech acharei b'midbar, when we followed you in the midbar, acharecha nerutzu, be'ez shehalchu b'yarden, and we will follow you with mesiras nefesh through the yarden. Hevi'ani ha'melech charodav hadarav is when we came to Eretz Yisrael, and that's when you brought us into your cheder, into your private room. Now, interesting piece of the Gra. If you would tell me that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're in the cheder of Hashem, the private dwelling of Hashem, so you would, if you would have to explain that, how would you explain it? I don't know. Eretz Yisrael is the place that Hashem's Shechin is the most felt, right? So, what does the going say? Have Yani Harodov? Humayid bi asal la'aretz Yisrael, v'inyan chadarav him chadir ha'toro. Ki ikar ha'toro be'aretz Yisrael. Unbelievable pshat. The Goyim says, you know why going into Eretz Yisrael is considered going into the cheder, to the private room of Hashem? It's because that's where Torah is the strongest. The hashpah of Torah is the greatest in Eretz Yisrael. Memela going into Eretz Yisrael is like going to the cheder of Hashem. It's not that going to Eretz Yisrael independently is such a is that korban. It's going into Eretz Yisrael allows a person access to Torah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable idea. That's the famous Gra on the Pasuk, Malka v'sareha b'goyim ein Torah. But it says in Eicha that when Golas happens, there's no Torah. We think that we only, the Goyim says in Eicha, we think we only lost Avodah, the pillar of Avodah. He says, no, we lost the pillar of Torah also. The only pillar we really have left is Gemilas Chasadim. Now, Gilu v'nismach habach u'binyan beis hamikdash rishon she'ashchina ha'isa shera naskir d'edach miyayin is the beis hamikdash sheni. And it's only like a zecher. During the bais sheni, we remember about Hashem, but we didn't have that same kesher. Mishar ma'ivucha who lost his love, shi'atu shchemecha lavdecha, and lost his love, all the goyim will come. So this is also according to the Gra. This pasuk is saying over the whole history of our chibur with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, you have to say the third pshat tomorrow. The third pshat is this famous Gra that everyone knows. About Sukkos and on the cover and all that.
Oh, that's from here.
Yeah. Okay. Shkar
Oh, yeah. Thought that was big.